Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Real talk. She take my money when I'm in need. Yes, she's a trifling friend indeed. Oh, she's a gold digger. Way over time that digs on me.
Now, I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke. Now, I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke. Get down, girl, gon' head, get down. Get down, girl, gon' head, get down. Get down, girl, gon' head, get down. Get down, girl, gon' head. She need a bond, met her at a beauty salon with a baby Louis Vuitton under her underarm. She said, I could tell you rock, I could tell by your charm. Fars, girls, you got a flock, I could tell by your charm and your arm. But I'm looking for the one, have you seen her? My tiger told me she have a sex arena. Trina, Gina, for Lopez, four kids. And I gotta take all they bad to show this. Okay, get your kids, but then they got their friends. I put up in the Benz, they all got a pen. We all went to den, and then I had to pay. If you f***ing with this girl, then you better be paid. You know why? Take too much to touch her. From what I heard, she got a baby by Buster. My best friend said she used to f*** with Usher. I don't care what none of y'all say, I still love her. Now I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke. Now I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke. Get down, girl, go ahead, get down. Get down, girl, go ahead, get down. For 18 years, I know somebody paying child support for one of his kids. His baby mama car crib is bigger than his. You will see him on TV any given Sunday. Win a Super Bowl and drive off in a Hyundai. She was supposed to buy your shorty Tyco with your money. She went to the doctor, got lipo with your money. She walk around looking like Michael with your money. Should've got that insured Geico for your money. If you ain't no punk, holla, we want prenup. We want prenup. Yeah. It's something that you need to have. And when she leave yo, she gon' leave with half. 18 years. And on her 18th birthday, found out it wasn't his. Now I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messin' with no broke. Now I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messin' with no broke. Get down, girl, gon' head, get down. Get down, girl, gon' head, get down. Get down, girl, gon' head, get down. Get down, girl, gon' head. Now I ain't saying you a gold digger, you got knees. You don't want a dude to smoke, but he can't buy weed. You go out to eat, he can't pay, y'all can't leave. His dishes in the back, you gotta roll up your sleeves. But while y'all washing, watch him. He gon' make it to a Benz out of that Dyson. He got that ambition, baby. Look at his eyes. This week he mopping floors, next week it's a surprise. So stick by his side. I know his dude's ballin', and yeah, that's nice. And they gon' keep calling and trying, but you stay right, girl. And when he get on, he leave your for a white girl. Get down, girl, gon' head, get down. Get down, girl, gon' head, get down. Get down, girl, gon' head, get down. Get down, girl, gon' head. Let me hear that back.
Just like that is the Social Lab Team Hyman Radio. Happy Black History Month to you, Kanye. Yeah, we always can get a little Kanye in every now and then.
Yeah.
Let's be that old school Kanye. You feel me? My favorite. Hey, shout out to Stacey Abrams, who has been recently nominated for a Nobel Peace Prize. When you think of Nobel Peace Prize, you think of Martin Luther King. You think of Mother Teresa. Never in my lifetime that I think a Nobel Peace Prize would mean so much to me. Shout out to Madam Abrams, who helped to change the vibe and in turn the dynamics in the country. What I'm wondering is if she's going to run again in 2022 for governor. Shall see. Nevertheless, big up to Madam Stacey Abrams for all her hard queendom work here in the state of Georgia. I know Kemp has already bankrolled by like $6.3 million for his reelection campaign. But listen, if Ms. Abrams decides to run, hey, we got her back. And I may just as well be able to get her up in there. Hey, it's the Social Lab Team Mama Radio. We're talking about 10 leaders you should know in 2021 who are alive, by the way, plus more. Before we go any further, let's stop in with our friend out there in Charlotte, North Carolina. What's going on, Madam Boston in Charlotte?
What up? Not much. I ain't making no noise.
You're not making any noise, but I'm sure maybe a few of your neighbors are, because Lou Dobbs is no longer on the airwaves in Charlotte, North Carolina. When I think of Fox News, I certainly think of North Carolina and many other states. But Lou Dawes. Lou, along with others at Fox News, has been sued for like $1 trillion, it seems, like $1 billion. I want to say $2.1 billion. Rudy Giuliani's up in that lawsuit. We shall see. But listen, Fox News is like hell to the no. You a liability, Lou. You out of here. The truth matters, folks.
And yes, it does. And like I was saying, the majority of the people on the shows on that news station are mostly opinionated.
Very
so,
much so.
Yeah. They're
very
not going to really have
so.
Too much of a leg to stand on, because it's not most of this stuff wasn't fact based in the first place.
The facts and the truth still matters to most people, folks. And there's actions for your consequences. I know we fed into, you know, a lot over the last 4 years. I mean, but it was a lot of spending. It was a lot of lying. And guess what? I mean, a lot of that is coming home.
A lot.
You know, I mean, now you got to deal with it, right? You lied. And man, yeah, $2.1 billion worth of lies is what we're being held accountable for. Hey, we are talking about 10 leaders you should know who are alive in 2021. One happens to be someone that I'm very familiar with. And now we're going to share people with you that you probably have never heard of, but they are alive. They're doing very, very well, and they may be able to benefit you. Now, I don't know all of these people, don't have relationships with them all. However, this first one I do, and I want to introduce you all to DeTavio Samuels. DeTavio, man, I mean, DeTavio just entered the 40-40 club, but he's one of the youngest corporate executives in America who is making some moves. I mean, he has helped some of the world's biggest brands, companies, including Walmart, McDonald's, AT&T, Chrysler. He's worked for the NBA, Johnson & Johnson. And recently, he was named COO of Revolt TV. His boss is Diddy, but Revolt TV is making moves. If you are not familiar, maybe you've been under a rock. It's not on all cable networks. They're trying to get on networks that they're not on right now. I think Revolt TV has probably been around for about 7 years, maybe. I think Revolt came popular maybe around 2015, maybe a few years before then, but really got popping around 15. I think they were created back in 13. Nevertheless, DeTavio Samuels is an executive that we want to take time to acknowledge and introduce to you inside Black History Month. DeTavio Samuels. Boston, has you ever heard of DeTavio?
No, that's my first time ever hearing about him. I'm
good.
Familiar with
good.
Revolt TV, but not familiar with DeTavio.
He is their COO. Now you know, DeTavio Samuels. Our next leader you should know is, oh my goodness, I mean, she wears her queendom in a real way. I mean, you talk about African queen, Miss Bosama St. John. Bosama is the chief marketing officer at Netflix. For those who didn't know, Netflix, listen, was making it happen. It was very diversified. She is a very black woman, a very beautiful black woman. And when I say black woman, I mean, you know, she represents, you know, her blackness in a major way. But listen, don't be mistaken. You know, previously, you know, before she served at Netflix, she was the CMO at Endeavor and the chief brand officer at Uber until 2018. Miss St. John, man, I mean, I know I went to, I was working with someone recently trying to book her for a speaking engagement in a corporate environment. And her speaking fee is $60,000. Her speaking fee is $60,000. And so I just want to make sure that you all know who Miss Bosama St. John is. Again, she's the chief marketing officer at Netflix. Who would have known?
Yes, I had no idea. I know we got Save. I think we got Save on the line with us, hanging out with us.
Was that Save? Well, maybe we had Save.
Yeah, I think we got him. I think he's trying to. He said he's trying to crash the party.
Well, he must have. See, that's what happens when you try to crash the party. You get crashed. He must have, you know, crashed into a tree. Or something, trying to crash the party. Because I don't see him there anymore. So maybe he'll stop back through.
Try again, Save.
Bosama St. John was our second individual tonight. Hey, so I want to flip it up a little bit, and I want to introduce you to Raphael W. Bostic. Mr. Bostic is the president and CEO of the Federal Reserve Bank here in Atlanta. Mr. Bostic, man, when you first of all, anybody that runs a bank is all right with me, especially a Federal Reserve Bank. He is a graduate of Harvard University and Stanford University with his PhD. But in 2017, he was recognized as a planning pioneer by the American Planning Association of Los Angeles and received an Urban Leadership Award from Penn State University for urban research. And again, he's running a bank. So, you know, for anyone who, you know, trying to make some moves in Atlanta, you know, I can't tell you that, you know, your credit is good enough to make anything happen. But, you know, we know a few people who are making moves, including Mr. Bostic, Raphael Bostic, President and CEO, Federal Reserve Bank. How about that?
Yeah, see, these are people that we would not necessarily know about or even learn about in school at all.
Oh, you certainly wouldn't, right? Because these are people who are making moves right now, right? I mean, you know, when we were in school, they may have been, you know, in college, or they have may just been entering the work world. You know, but these are certainly not people that we would just learn about because, you know, unfortunately, there's a lot of unsung heroes amongst us that we just don't really take time to recognize. They're to the left of us, folks. They're to the right of us. They go to church with us. You know, they're at the grocery store, right? We pass them a lot of times. They look like normal people. What am I really saying? One, we should pause to take time to really recognize the people who are around us. A lot of us are chasing things, trying to make things happen. But people make things happen. We need to take some time to get to know people a little better because you never know who can actually help you. The next person I'd like to introduce you to is someone that I work with his office. Can't say I know him too much, but I do know the people who work around him, and that's Mr. Lewis Carr. Mr. Lewis Carr is the president of media sales for BET Networks and one of the most influential and prominent African-Americans in media and really in the advertising industry. Lewis Carr is responsible for like BET.com. And BET Her and BET Soul and BET Jam, those off networks, not necessarily BET itself, right? But those spinoff networks, those specialty networks, Mr. Carr heads them all up, and he's responsible for media and advertising for all of that stuff. So anytime you visit BET.com, that is supported by Lewis Carr's team. We're introducing you to tonight.
Yes, because this is all brand new to me. Like, yeah, each person is brand new.
Well, and so Mr. Carr actually wrote a book. I believe he wrote a book called Dirty Little Secrets. Dirty Little Secrets. I think there might have been a follow-up to that where it was like the Little Black Book. I think it's Little Black Book of Dirty Little Secrets. I don't know, but it's Lewis Carr, nevertheless. Lewis Carr. And one thing that I know, Lewis was responsible for bringing in billions of dollars into the BET, media pipeline. Billions of dollars. I want to say, several billions. He was responsible for. So Lewis Carr is certainly someone to know of. And if you're feeling frisky, feeling like a frog, want to leap, tell him you heard about him on TM Hyman Radio. Tell him TM was talking about him, see where it gets you. Not sure to get you too far, but it might get you somewhere.
It might get you somewhere.
We know a few folks. Hey, the next person I'd like to introduce you all to is Eddie Myers. Eddie Myers, he's the regional president of PNC Bank. Eddie Myers, regional for Georgia, PNC Bank, to be specific. And he's PNC's first African-American regional president, named in his position back in 2012. He was previously executive vice president for PNC Business Credit and the senior vice president for investor management for, an offset of PNC's investment unit. But he is a former Navy Academy graduate, the U.S. Naval Academy, and man, when I think of knowing a couple people in the banking industry, I think Lewis and Mr. Bostic are a few of the industry leaders. So I can't say I've ever even been to a PNC bank. Do you bank with PNC? I do not.
No, I do not, sir. By no means.
Yeah. I do not. I can't even really say that I've ever seen a PNC commercial. Or at least it wasn't a good one because I didn't remember it. But nevertheless, if you are someone who banks with PNC, do some name dropping. Do some name dropping, see how it helps you. Eddie Myers, he's the regional president for Georgia PNC Banks. Have not sure wow. of you all ever heard of Delta Credit Union. Delta Credit Union. Jay Rogers is the vice president of business and community development at Delta Credit Union. Jay is a female, so no one is confused. But she has served as the vice president since 2012 of business and community development, overseeing a team of responsible folks who identify and develop business strategies with leading corporations throughout Metro Atlanta. I am in Atlanta, so a lot of the newer resources that I'm introducing to. Not everyone is here in Atlanta, but a lot of power brokers, a lot of movers and shakers are here in Atlanta, regardless of where you are in the country, right? Because people are flocking here. trying to get to folks. So I'm just giving you some names so you can do some research where you are. The next person I'd like to introduce you to is Dante Miller. Dante Miller. Dante is the co-founder and executive director for Village Microfund. I'm not sure if you all are familiar with microfunds, but a microfund is it's not a bank. It's just that it is a smaller funding source. Sometimes equity investors, angel investors, people who like to invest in opportunities. Dante, again, is the executive director of a nonprofit Village Microfund, which he founded back in 2014 with Nathan Jones and Robin McKinney. The organization offers support and classes to entrepreneurs in underserved communities and uses crowdfunding investments in small businesses. So the Village Microfund also created a workers equity fund that uses equity investments to turn small businesses into worker-owned cooperatives by selling shares back to their employees. Isn't that dope? Like, is what we have to do. We got to put our thinking caps on, folks. We got to roll our sleeves back, and we have to work together to make things happen. Morehouse College served Dante well. That is where he graduated, you know, and his first job was unofficial, sweeping up hair at a local barbershop in a mall. His first real job, he says, was an internship at the Federal Reserve Bank in San Francisco, right in the midst of Occupy Wall Street. Do you all remember Occupy Wall Street? Wasn't that long ago. But I know some of y'all are so fickle, and, you know, you can't even remember what happened last week because you smoked too much weed. I say put the weed down because, listen, if we're going to be successful in business, you got to be able to show up. And you got to be able to remember the conversation. And you got to be able to remember what happened last week. CeeLo, do you remember Occupy Wall Street?
Yes, I remember Occupy Wall Street.
What is that? You paused so damn long. I was about to say, you don't know what it was. Listen, it wasn't that long ago, folks.
We have
introduced you to Dante Miller. We have introduced you to Jay Rogers. We have introduced you to Eddie Myers. We have introduced you to Raphael Bostic. We have introduced you to Lewis Carr. We've introduced you to Bosama St. John. We've introduced you to the Tavio Samuels. The next person I'd like to introduce you to is Miss Michelle Rice. Michelle Rice. I am currently working with Michelle's office for an event that's coming up, and I am elated. Miss Michelle Rice is, man, again, someone who's walking out her queendom really, really well. You know, black woman doing big black things. She is actually the president of TV One and Cleo TV. So did you all know that I had never heard of Cleo TV until recently? Had you ever heard of Cleo TV?
No. I never heard of that.
Well, Michelle Rice was named president of TV One and Cleo TV back in October 2020. Previously, she served as general manager since 2017. She will continue to have oversight of all business, operational, and creative aspects of both networks. Rice shepherded the development and launch of TV One's new sister network, Cleo TV. It's an aspirational lifestyle and entertainment TV network really serving millennial and Gen X women of color that launched back in January 2019. Since its launch, Rice has successfully leveraged relationships to expand distribution of Cleo TV on AT&T, Charter, Comcast, and Verizon platforms. We say shout out to Miss Michelle Rice, president and of TV One and Cleo TV. Yeah,
I'll
definitely.
Tell you. The black networks are definitely
sure
coming up.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Out of all of those interesting people, Madam Boston, who sticks out to you the most?
Now, you know I'm going to tear somebody's name up, but honestly, the first guy stands out the most, the COO, the one that just became the COO of Revolt because of the
Tavio.
Amount of Natavio. There we go.
Yeah, Natavio Samuels.
Natavio Samuels is who stood out
correct
to me the most.
Yeah, and why did Natavio stand out?
Just his affiliation.
Profile.
And
yeah.
And it's both because the companies that he dealt with are more familiar with. So that's how he stood out to be the most.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, he was more.
And
more
the
related
fact that he's the youngest one. He's the youngest one to be named the CEO of a company.
Yeah,
that's
certainly
pretty decent.
Certainly, and again, hopefully, we'll have Natavio on the show. Another person I'd like to introduce you all to is Miss Don. And so y'all know I'll mess him up too, but I've been doing a good job tonight. Dontaya Russell Ross. Is her name. She is CEO of Concessions International. Dontaya is the CEO of a leading national food and beverage concession company that currently operates and manages facilities in 8 major airports across the country. And so she's been in the industry for 35 years and previously served as president of Concessions International. She's now CEO today. She's also president of Herman J. Russell Foundation, a family foundation named for Russell's father, the legendary Atlanta. Oh, he was an Atlanta builder. Okay. Which supports community initiatives and programs focusing on entrepreneurship, youth development, and mentoring. And so Ms. Russell graduated from the University of Pennsylvania. Her TV show is The Wire, so she's certainly okay with me because The Wire is one of my favorites. And a notable achievement, one of a handful of African-American women leading a food and beverage company in the United States. That's
wow.
Miss Russell. So Concessions International is the name of the company. If you're looking for someone in the food and beverage industry who could give you some tips, or if you're looking for a mentor of someone like that, hit her up. She might be able to help you out. Tell her you heard about her on TM Hum Radio, the Social Lab. The last person I'd like to introduce you tonight to is Mr. Andre Dickens. Mr. Andre Dickens, he's the vice president of development at TechBridge. Andre is a member of the Atlanta City Council, as well as a businessman, nonprofit executive. He's an engineer, a speaker. He's a deacon and a father. You know, we love them deacons, and we love a good father at the end of the day. So, you know, shout out to him. He served as chairman on the council's transportation committee, providing oversight to city streets, bridges, sidewalks, paths, and Hartsfield-Jackson's Atlanta International Airport, which is the largest in the world. He graduated from Georgia Tech, as well as he has a PhD from Georgia State. He learned how to play the piano. He's learning how to play the piano now that he brought a house.
Wow.
He got a piano in the crib and he's learning how to play it. He's an Atlanta native, and he also is we told you he was the vice president of Bridge Tech already. He co-founded Bridge Tech, is what I did not know. He co-founded Bridge Tech's technology career program. I was about to say the career program. I was about to be really, really impressed. I'm impressed anyway, which prepares unemployed and underemployed people for careers in technology by teaching them high demand skills while providing participants job opportunities in IT departments all across Atlanta. I became familiar with Mr. Dickens through his IT technology program through my day to day. He happens to be an avid swimmer, and I love to swim as well. Folks, I don't know what you've gotten out of this tonight, but, man, it just feels good to talk about a whole lot of black people who are doing a whole lot of major things. And so the best part is you had not heard of any of these people. So we just introduced you to 10, at least 10, I think, people who you should be inspired by, motivated by, empowered by, because if they could do it, you could do it. See, that's the thing. If they could do it, you could do it. Like, I'm no more special than you at the end of the day. I just get up earlier than you. So if you want something different, you have to do something different, because I learned early that early bird catches the worm. And I not only do I want my worm, I want my worm and your worm too, because I'm just built like that. Specifically, if you're not going to get up and get it. You feel me? Right. Give it to me, because I'm up already.
All right.
If you want something different, you got to do something different. What we are committed to in 2020 is doing something different, giving you information, bringing you resources, bringing people to the show who can really help to bring about some change, right? If they can't help you, we don't want them up on this show, period.
Not at all.
And we're excited about what we're working on. We're trying to get our visuals together for you guys as well. But nevertheless, go back and take a listen to the top of the show. Introduce some very interesting people to you tonight. Google them, find them, email them, tell them you heard about them on the Social Lab Team Muhammad Radio. See how they can help you out, if anything, but don't be harassing people. Don't be sending no grammatically incorrect emails, you know, misspelled words, talking about you heard about them on my show. Okay, if you're gonna talk about me, use my name. Please make sure you spell the words right in your letter. Okay,
put some respect on it.
Put some respect on it. Period. What you got, Boston? Because it's time to go. It's time to get up out of here. What's today? Today's Monday. Back Wednesday.
That's on Wednesday.
Yeah, back Wednesday, 9 p. Back Wednesday, 9 p. Well, we're going to bring a panel together to talk about the state of blackness in America as we celebrate Black History Month. The state of blackness. You know. We're going to have a blackish conversation. How about that?
That'd be beautiful.
Blackish conversation. Black is beautiful.
Yeah.
And Black Lives Matter all day. Third day. Real talk, real people, real times. The Social Lab Team High Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. 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 Talk radio show